All right, you guys, welcome back to Daily Devo with Sarah. It is the second day of May and second day of me being consistent again after it has been a while. And you know what? Like, I am not jinxing myself here in any way. I might not be here tomorrow, but while I have this momentum going, which, oh my gosh, like, did I just call that momentum 2 days? let's keep it up, okay? So, just to get right into it, the verses from chapter 20, verses 22, no idea what, you know, book it's from, but I'm gonna assume Proverbs. And the verse is, "Do not say, 'I'll pay you back for this wrong.' Wait for the Lord and he will avenge you." And yeah, I'm familiar with this concept because it is very much of like a biblical concept where, you know, we as believers are not encouraged to take revenge when people wrong us. Instead, we're kind of like, I don't know, kind of be a doormat. And I know that's not the approach. I know that's not the interpretation of what this means. But then that's at least, you know what, in my honest opinion, just like how I have interpreted this verse all my life. I remember like when I was like little, and I don't mean like a child because I did not read Bible as a child, but like, I guess like when I started reading the Bible for myself in high school and college, I would come across verses like this and I would be kind of like not really understanding what's going on. I'm like, what's so wrong about revenge? You know, like, you know, it's not like if, say, you know, I'm going to take an example just to make a point. Like if somebody like murders somebody that I love, I'm not going to go to murder that person back or like murder the family member of that person. I mean, who knows? Just kidding. But then, you know, when it comes to like more little everyday things where people offend you, when people slight you in just a little way, you kind of like get on the defense and you get tempted to take of, you know, offense and therefore revenge. But then, yeah, let's just like examine this because I think growing up, like I didn't understand it. I just like was like, what's so wrong about doing a little something back? Because I got feelings hurt and I want to do something about these feelings. You know, I gotta like make myself feel better about it somehow. And for some reason, just like leaving it to the Lord just was not doing it for me. It did not satisfy me. I wanted to take action in my own hands. And I wanted to like, I don't know, just let my emotions drive my actions or my speech. But then at the end of the day and at the end of my life, like I gotta be okay with my actions and my speech in the sense of like I did what I can best to honor what the Bible says, right? And when it comes to like kind of just being a doormat, quote unquote doormat, right? Like I'm not like that kind of a person to just like absorb when people offend me. And honestly, I mean, in my adult life, I guess like people haven't offended me too much, but then, you know, I can think of some instances, right? And I'm trying to think, like, have I grown in my faith in terms of, like, being more forgiving, being more patient with people, and actually following what this says, what this Bible verse says, and, you know, other references of the similar verses in the Bible where it says, like, relax when people offend you, and God will take care of it. And you know what? Like, I think this all points to how much we trust God to actually execute this, right? Because I almost, I think, subconsciously thought that God was saying this, saying like the God, it's what the God, saying God will avenge us because he just wants to like soothe our emotions, but he's not really going to do anything. I don't know. I just kind of like saw it like that. Just like how like, you know, let's say that you're a parent, you got two kids, you obviously love them both equally, or you'd hope, and then like one kid does the other kid wrong, and you know, to placate the other kid, the, you know, the one that got hurt or whatever, the, as a parent, you go, hey, like, I'm gonna take care of your brother, don't you worry, you know, like, you just relax, you go home, I mean, not home, you go to your room, cry it out, like, everything will be okay, right? And then the little kid goes to the bedroom, like, yeah, mom's gonna take care of it, it's all good. Or the little kid could be like, no, mom's just saying that, like, right? And just like not believe her at all, right? And I think like that's just kind of how I thought of God, like, oh, God's just saying that so we don't take no action and do crazy psycho stuff, right? but like, what if like this is actually true? Because like, isn't the basis of the Bible that it is accurate and true? right? Like, God isn't lying. So if I don't believe this and like I start taking things into my own hands, it's basically like me saying, I don't believe you, God, when you say you're going to avenge. But I don't know, like when you think about, I guess, some examples from history with some more extreme cases, you do wonder, like, for example, let's think about the Holocaust, right? That's obviously a super disturbing, disgusting thing that happened. What happened? How did God avenge for Hitler? Oh, wait. Oh, shoot. I'm getting mixed up with my prepositions. Is it avenge for Hitler or avenge for the Jews? Like, what? I think you know what I'm saying. Like, how did God step in a situation like that, right? Because a lot of people like died and suffered. But it's not like God caused Holocaust to happen, right? Like, let's just like make that very, very clear. But then I just wonder like how that played out in terms of how did God avenge for the Jews? Oh my gosh, I'm not able to use the word avenge correctly right now. So I don't mean to say something I don't mean, but basically, yeah, I think the point is being made here. Okay. So yeah, I guess that's why I have my doubts trying to translate this into my own life when, say, like, people piss me off or people hurt me and I want to kind of get back at them. I have like that itch in my heart and I'm like, God, I know you're not going to actually do this, so let me take care of this, okay? Like, let me make myself feel better. Anyway, I mean, that's just kind of like where I stand right now, just my immediate reaction after reading this verse. Oh my goodness, did somebody just... Okay, I don't know if you guys heard that. Anyway, the topic is perspective. The second way to help the angry person is to give him a new perspective on vengeance. An angry person seeks to pay somebody back for something done either to him or to somebody else. This requires a sense of having the high moral ground. The angry person tells himself that he would never do what the other person did. He feels that this gives him a warrant to inflict insult or pain on the other. Instead, 20:22 tells the angry person that only God occupies high enough moral ground for vengeance. God knows all that was in the person's heart and what they deserve. You don't. God alone is holy. He alone, quote unquote, would never do what they did, and so has the right to inflict judgment. You don't. God also has the power to do so in the... Okay. It's late. My classic yawn, it's back. And manner that might lead them to repentance, as said in Romans 2:4. You don't. If a true wrong has been done to you, he will avenge you. You don't have to. Is there someone in your life whom you are having trouble forgiving? Is it because you feel you have the high moral ground? Okay, damn, just like coming at me. Okay, well, let me first try to even think of somebody that I am having a hard time forgiving because... it's not coming to me. Because you know what I started doing? Like, a couple months ago, I started doing something different. Like, if I had somebody who I wasn't particularly liking for whatever reason, instead of, like, holding grudges, which is, like, what I used to do for the longest time, like, I'm super sensitive, so it's just, like, my default on what I do with people. But then, like, a couple months ago, I kind of, like, was reflecting, and I was like, you know what, how about I just let them go? Because I realize when people, like, say, treat me the wrong way, and I feel whatever I feel as a result of that, and I allow myself to just, like, simmer in those feelings, then I'm basically, like, being hurt twice, you know, or like being disappointed twice or being angered twice. And that just like wastes up all my energy bank. And I only have so much, right? I get very emotionally drained. So I'm like, I just had a realization, like, I don't need to be doing that to myself. So like, let's just let it go and not let what that person did or said control the rest of my life when the rest of my life could just move on. And so I don't know, like, I'm actually not able to really think of somebody at the moment, but let me just maybe track back to back then before I started thinking this way and go back to like thinking about whether I felt like I had the higher moral ground. I mean, I guess so. Like, I'm thinking of like somebody I was friends with for a long time, but then I kind of like indirectly, I guess, let that person go, right? And I guess I felt that I had the higher moral ground. I guess that's a yes. Because I guess in this friendship, I felt like I poured a lot more into the relationship. I felt like I made heck of a lot more effort to kind of keep our relationship going and keep it, you know, like consistent in terms of the health and whatever of our relationship. And so, yeah, I think because of that, I did think that, like, I don't know, is this question trying to like make me feel guilty about that for like feeling that I have a higher moral ground? Because I don't know, I feel like in some situations, like if that is what was the case, then like it is what it is. And if that is not true, then that's a point of reflection. But I don't know, that's just kind of where I am right now. So I guess I'm throwing that question at you guys now. Like, is there somebody in your life who you felt like you had trouble forgiving? And is that because you feel like you had the higher moral ground? And at least like, I guess for me, going back to that person I was talking about, am I having a hard time having trouble forgiving that person now? Well, I mean, like, I don't really talk to this person anymore, but like, let's say if I were to like see that person again, then would I have a hard time forgiving? And I mean, I don't know. I think based on like where I am now and like who I've become now over the past couple months, I think I'll be okay letting go. I think I'll be okay like being on, you know, like friendly terms with that person again. But like, certainly I wouldn't trust that person to the same degree, because that wouldn't be really wise to, right? Like, yes, people change, but unless like that person is really making effort to change, then you don't really like owe that person your energy or time, unless like that is something that you want and that is something that like, you know, you work out with that other person through conversation, genuine conversation. But anyway, I don't know, like, where is this question taking me? I guess I'll be okay. That's my answer. The prayer is, Lord, I now see that I cannot stay angry at someone unless I feel superior to them. Why should a safe sinner like me feel like that? If you pay me back for all I've done to you, where would I be? Help me remember these gospel truth when I'm tempted to be angry. Amen. Yeah, so I guess like going forward, this is a good note for me to also like tuck in the back of my mind and pull it out whenever I need, because it is true that like you cannot, like you and me, we cannot stay angry at someone unless we feel superior to them, unless we feel like we are somehow more moral, we are somehow just like better and, you know, whatever, like than the other person. But then I think we also have to just like, while like accurately analyze certain situations, also remember to be humble and remember that like, you know, like if God actually paid us back for everything that we did, you know, knowingly and unknowingly, then like we would absolutely be screwed, right? So thank God for God and thank God for Jesus. But then because we have, as believers, like received that grace, received that mercy, then like our only response is to like live the rest of our lives like with the same kind of grace and mercy, because we have been on the receiving end. And so we have no excuses for not being able to extend the same kind of grace and mercy to other people. It's just that, you know, obviously that's going to pose a much harder challenge than it was for God, because we're not God, we're humans, right? And we are innately sinful people. And so for us to want to extend like a, you know, hand of grace and love and forgiveness and mercy and blah, 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 like that, like it's going to take work, it's going to take effort, and it's going to take the intervention of the Holy Spirit plus our willingness to, you know, respond to hold the Holy Spirit wanting to help us in that department. And so I think for me, like I should always keep that as a reminder, you know, because I'm sure like even though I am at a better place now when it comes to letting go of grudges and forgiving people than I was ever before, like I don't know, like what if like somebody like years down the line like really, really hurts me, really, really offends me in a way that I haven't experienced before, like this could just just all go out the window, and I might just like go back to my default of wanting to hold into grudges, wanting to, you know, like get stuck in my emotions and blah, 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 and not forgive. But then this, I think, is always gonna like put me in my place and challenge me to forgive. Like, just always remembering like how much love, mercy, and forgiveness like God has extended me. Like, I am in no place to not do the same. And as easy and, you know, like simple as that sounds, I think that poses a big challenge for all of us, because we all are, you know, big on our own ego. We are big on our pride, just naturally that's how we are. And I think for myself too, like, I honestly admit that is the same for me. And so, you know, like, praying for not my current self now, because I feel like I'm kind of okay. But in the future, if, say, everything that I know about how I should respond to somebody wronging me goes out the window, this is a good default to come back on. And if anything, honestly, like, this is a good like foundation for my faith to be in, because everything in this life is relational, right? Like, without humans, like, you don't got no problems, right? It's the humans that cause all the problems. And in relationships, like, that's when you get hurt. And I think, you know, like, you and me, we're gonna have people piss us off, we're gonna have people disappoint us, let us down in some ways. That could be a family member or friend or whatever, coworkers, you name it. I think for us, it is a challenge, absolutely, to emulate the heart of God, emulate the kind of openness and forgiveness that God has, because in our own flesh, that's not going to be possible. Maybe in certain circumstances, we're going to be able to like manage that just with like our worldly knowledge of like, hey, this isn't mentally good for you, so let it go, sis. But then like, there are going to be some moments we come across in life where just like those, you know, inspirational Instagram sayings and motivational quotes aren't going to be able to step in and be of aid and guide us in the right path. That's when the word of God really, really kicks in. And I want that, you know, to be the case for you and for me. So the Bible verse today is, do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord and he will avenge you. And you know what? This is just circling back to everything I was saying in the beginning about how it's a matter of trust. You know, it's, you have to be able to trust God that he will actually take revenge. And, you know, like, if we are weaker in our faith, whether it's that, you know, whether that's like the case for a certain season or that has been a thing forever in your faith, then like, maybe this is the opportunity to step it up. Like, if you're, I don't know, needing a challenge to step up your game in your faith department, then maybe think about like some people you have a hard time forgiving and like making it a prayer intentionally to be like, God, would you help me to let go and not take revenge and not, you know, like do little petty things to I don't know, just like pay back that person. Like, let me trust you to actually avenge. And you know what, like, I think just because we don't have a clear picture on exactly how God plans to avenge people, we also have doubts, we also just have like extra layer of unclarity. Yeah, that is not a word, but you know what I mean, like, we are a little bit more distrustful and doubtful about believing this Bible verse too. But I mean, if like God says he's going to do it, then like he's going to do it, right? When did God say he's going to do something and then not deliver? You know, at least like he did, we just didn't either recognize it or like we didn't notice him do it in the right timing, you know, like the timing that like we expected him to, I mean. And so I think if we just kind of like let go of all these questions and just like give God 100% full trust. Like, when he says he's going to avenge, he's going to avenge. And just, like, let it freaking go, right? I think it's so hard for us. But I think that's going to step up our faith game for sure. I just feel that in my gut. So I pray that for you and for me. And I think that'll allow us to just be more patient and generous and forgiving with other people around us too. Just knowing that God's got it, right? He's a good God. And we don't know exactly how he plans to do XYZ, including avenging, plus other things. But then it's a matter of trust. It's a matter of faith. And just saying, God, you take care of it. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to go on with my life. I'm going to move on. And you know what? Like, that's going to be the best option for us too. So let's have that happen more often in our lives. And so that is my prayer. That is my devo for today. Hope you guys have a rest of, oh my gosh, like I cannot talk today. I hope you guys have a good rest of your Tuesday. And yeah, let's like have a great start to this month. And just keep it going. Okay, goodbye.